The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What made Mary so special? And if I say, apart from who she became, she became the mother of God. But why did God choose her? And why was she so special to God? And I think it was because of her openness to God, prepared, unlike us very often, without knowing all the answers, but prepared to risk, because that was what God wanted her to do. And if you apply that to ourselves, how often we hesitate, because it is, whether you believe it or not, it is a fact that God speaks to us too, as he spoke to Mary. And very often, an idea comes into our mind, it would be good to maybe help that person or do something or maybe change our attitude or be less judgmental or whatever. And yet we don't. We stick to what we think and to our own way of doing things and to our own will. But Mary, all she was concerned with was doing what God wanted her to do. Now again, if you go back, another outstanding quality of Mary, like all of us, she had fears. And that comes through in the Annunciation. Fear of the future, fear how this will happen, what will happen to her, becoming pregnant and not being married and so on and so forth. How often fear paralyzes us, because fear is, it does cause paralysis. So we stop, we don't do anything. And yet fear is a total lack of trust in God. And do you believe, I have to ask myself, do I believe or do I not believe that God will never let me down? He's always by my side. And very often when I worry about something, like Mary did in the future, when that time comes, it's no longer a worry, because God comes to my side and comes to my help. So we have a lot to learn from Mary. And that's why she ought to play a very special part in each one of our lives. And nobody understands probably the human condition better than Mary.